In my own personal practice, I've limited how to use like the owner of your comma and the inheritor comma, so the function like man I buy no being. There seems to be a distinction here between equanimity as a practice and the reflection on comma.
How?
Well, because it's less, you know, metta, karuna, upekkha, and then ignoring the person and then
right. Well, I mean, I think these are, you know, these are different alternatives as opposed to some progressive. I think whatever works, you know, in the sense of dealing with a person that one has aversion towards. So it's not really a progressive practice. Whereas if one's developing the Brahma Viharas, then, you know, one is using the Brahma Viharas, and you know, generally one would be trying to move towards equanimity as a goal. And I think whereas when dealing with this is just practical advice in dealing with aversion and ill will, and equanimity is a helpful tool because you know we tend to, because part of aversion and ill will, resentment is the kind of righteous indignation, and us getting on a kind of a, kind of an inner rant, well, hopefully inner. inner rant on the, you know, what this, you know, how bad this person is, what this person should deserve and whatnot, but that, you know, it's not up to us at all, you know, in that sense of, and being able to just recognize that, you know, these, whatever the case, you know, the person will reap the fruits of their karma, and if I hold on to resentment and ill will, I will reap the fruits of my karma, which is aversion and ill will. It's not for all the righteous indignation that we can muster up. It doesn't. It actually doesn't undermine or negate that bad karma.